Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna, broadcasting live from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Today is Saturday, the second day of February. Tomorrow's our Super Bowl. Can't wait. I'm rooting for the 49ers. I'm an NFC fan, so I'm rooting for the 49ers. And they tell me that tomorrow is the second most consumed food day in America. So that means we're all going to be eating and drinking tomorrow. Enjoy the game. I know I'm a big fan. So we got a few things shaping up here in the month of February. I ran a little late today after class. I was supposed to get on the phone with a couple of my buddies and wasn't able to get it all done today. Fell short a little bit on my schedule, but this is what's going on. We're in the process of putting together a team of people that are going to offer a whole bunch of things come this summer. So we're looking forward to trying to establish communications throughout the different people that we have to speak to. And a couple of things came up. One is that today I spoke to Hanshi Chris Chase, who is the American representative for the global association called OIKKA. Now, Hanshi Chase works directly for Ungi Uizu Sensei. Now, it's been our, since I've taken over the reins at Ed McGrath School of Ishinru, it has been our focus to tie the link between our dojo and Okinawa. Now, we've had several discussions on the program since I moved here to North Carolina about where the school belongs. Where does Ed McGrath School of Ishinru belong when it comes to the origin of our karate, and that is the island of Okinawa? So for many, many years, I can tell you this firsthand, since they always tried to do his work and be recognized by the people over in Okinawa. So when Ungi Uizu Sensei would come here, of course, he knows my sensei. He knows of my sensei. Obviously knows Don Nagel. So now that sensei has taken over for Don Nagel and that family lineage, one of the key focuses that I've been working on since I started working in this capacity for sensei is that I'm trying to find the right place for the dojo. So today we were basically told by Chris Chase, Hanshi, that we're going to, over the next year, work very closely together to go through all of our curriculum, all of the means and methods that we teach, you know, the actual curriculum that gets put from the black belts into the students. So that process is happening just now. We are compiling all of our dojo data, and we're going to start downloading that to Hanshi Chris Chase, And he's going to take a look at it and give us some feedback as to what needs to be done to meet some of the criteria to be a OIKKA member. So on the program tonight, we'd like to formally announce that our dojo, Ed McGrath School of Ishinru, is now being looked at by the OIKKA. One of the things that we're looking to do with this affiliation is, let's say in a year from now, we want to take a trip to Okinawa. Well, I don't know anybody in Okinawa. I've never been there. So if I was to get off the plane and didn't make any type of announcement that I'm an Ishinru Karateka coming to Okinawa, no one would know I was coming. So I wouldn't know, you know, where to go. I wouldn't know where the dojos are. So it's from what they tell me, it's protocol and etiquette to, when you schedule your trip, that you let the people overseas know when you're coming, what date you will be there, where you'll be staying. Give them all of your itinerary so that they can prepare for your visit. Now, that's a pretty nice thing, because basically what that means is, once they have your flight number and your trip is confirmed and your itinerary is delivered, they basically have a warm welcome for you, that you are coming over from the States and you want to work out in their dojo. So let's take a look at this. If in fact we do want to plan a trip to go over to Okinawa, pick some students and get on a plane and go, when we get off the plane, they will know that we're coming, so that we have a sort of like a reception, and be able to be taken around by people who know where they're going, number one, because, you know, if you've never been there before, how would you ever find your hotel, you know, unless you have a GPS system, you know, correct. But on top of that, obviously, it's everybody's dream to want to go to Okinawa and, you know, go see the people and see where the karate came from. And, of course, pay homage to Tatsuo Shumabuku, go and see him. So that's something that we are planning in the future. So, you know, it is nice to have someone on the other side know that you're coming and receive you well. So that's very exciting. And now, getting all of the curriculum over to Chris Chase, Hanchi, we can take a look at all of what we've been taught since day one, and work together with Hanchi Chase, and have Angi Uizu Sensei take a look at the material that we've been sending, all of the writings that we have. Of course, we've been building videos for many, many years, so we have all of that information. So I'm really very excited about getting that information over to Hanchi Chase, so that once we're finally talking on a daily basis, or no, not a daily basis, but maybe a weekly basis, so that he can take a look at and give me some feedback as to what needs to be done to actually meet the criteria to get into the organization. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then another thing happened today where I was on the phone with some of the people that I've been following up with over the last 2 weeks about getting information as to who do you speak to at a specific company that sponsors events like we're planning. And I got a phone call today from a gentleman that I haven't spoken to this guy in 20 years. His name is Vinant. And he gave me a call because he saw some of the posts that I've been putting up on online, also on LinkedIn. And he gave me a call and he said that he would be willing to do some of the sponsorship work at his company to see if he can raise some money for us. So that's very exciting. And then we were on the phone for a long, long while today. He called me from South Africa. And like I said, I haven't spoken to Vinant in 20 years. And we basically caught up. I told him what we were involved in. Now, he knew that I was studying karate when he came here to America and when I went to South Africa to go see him. So he knows that I am, I'm very much into the martial arts. So there is some opportunity, even in his territory, for us. Now, what I have to do is I have to find out how to get Ishinru Karate to South Africa. That I have to find out. I'm not too familiar with if there are any substantial practitioners there. So we'll have to take a look at that. But Vinant's willing to help me get that effort off the ground because, he has children as well. So, and we talked about the Money Club program for South Africa. So one of the things that we're looking to do is with Sensei Joe Estrada is spread that program throughout the world. So using different forms of, business and martial arts and friends, word of mouth, it's turning into being a question and answer session at this moment. So that's very good because everybody's talking. And I'm really happy about that because, we have done some, pushing, if you will. We have tried our best to get that message out there. It's not easy, but people are asking questions, and that's a good thing. So now our plan is to take all of the different sessions that we're building and send them out to those people and ask them to, pass the information along. And, that's the best way to do it. Word of mouth, when you're dealing with people that you know and you trust, when you give them information and ask them to give it to family and friends, they will actually do it. So, that's a good thing. And like I said, the Money Clever program, we said this on the program last night, in all of the universities and in all of the colleges around the world, no one offers a program like this. So it may even be something that we eventually, if we get enough people that are involved in spreading this information, we may even be able to get it approved one day as a curriculum available for college kids. So think about that. I would like to speak to Joe Estrada and get some more information out to the masses. So we're in the process of building some of those sessions, and they will be available ASAP. As soon as we're done editing and getting them out, we will certainly start that information chain. And now, another thing happened today at the dojo where, because we're trying to build our affiliation with the OIKKA, a couple of people saw that I posted some stuff online and wrote back to me and said, congratulations, of course, and that they were very happy to see that the choice was Angiwezu Sensei. So with that, I go off, and I had started a page, I guess, about a year ago that I've been posting all different stuff, videos and different letters and pictures of stuff that has to do with the OIKKA, and I got some great responses because some of the pictures that I put up, people were like, I mean, this is when Angiwezu was young, probably back in the 70s, and I got some responses from that because I also put his current picture up on my Facebook page, and it's a current picture. It's a picture of him probably taken within the last year or so. And you can see that now that our seniors are, getting on in years, I made this comment about him because, when you look at him, you just want to hug him. He's just such a lovable guy. But I put this comment up today. Out of all, now in my eyes and in my opinion, out of all of the seniors that I've seen over the years in the Ishinru system, I've never really seen anybody that has worked as hard as Angiuizu Sensei has. I mean, the man has really gone above and beyond his call of duty to spread the Ishinru system around the world. And that was another very, very big deciding factor as to who I wanted to tie my dojo to. Because I don't know how to get to any of the Shimabuku children. You know, I don't know anybody that would, you know, and I don't even know if there is a way to join an association with the Sun. But again, what I've seen over the years is that Uesu Sensei has done just a magnificent job of documenting Ishinru for, you know, the masses. You can go onto YouTube and see any one of the katas, any one of the weapons katas. You can see demonstrations, thanks to Sensei Calandra and his team, because for a long, long time, Sensei Calandra was doing a lot of work for Angiuizu Sensei. So we have a lot of documented information available to us when it comes to Uesu Sensei. So coupled with the information that we have from Soke, and looking at the work that Angiuizu Sensei has done over the years, I mean, we're talking 50 years of work here now, folks. You know, this senior, in my eyes, just, he has done so much for his father-in-law. Now, I may have a little bit of a soft spot in my heart there for him because I am also the son-in-law of a great American master. So we share that kind of bond and responsibility. You know, he's responsible for Ishinru Karate globally, and I'm responsible for Ishinru Karate under the lineage of Don Nagel and Ed McGrath. So I want to, and I also said this on my Facebook page, that I could only aspire to be what Angiuizu is and means to Ishinru. So he's like our model. He's our he's the architecture that we can follow. And I believe in it, and that's why I chose that camp, because I feel that that's the best place for my sensei's name and school to be tied to Okinawa, because that is where the karate comes from. And I know that when Don Nagel was alive and Angiuizu was here, Don Nagel was very, very much into the appreciation factor going back and forth between the two masters, Don Nagel and Angiuizu. So I do know that Don Nagel was a big fan of Angiuizu, and that he would have no qualms about me putting you know, his student school connected with the OIKKA. So a lot of thought went into the process, and we're really I've been talking to Hanshi Chase now. It's got to be over a year. And we finally now today, because he had told me last year that, you know, when the new year comes, we'll sit and we'll talk. Well, today was the day. Today was the day that we spoke, and we set up a couple of things that he asked me to do now, and we're going to talk. I believe he said, like, you know, maybe once a week in the beginning so that we can go through the material, we can discuss it. And then he offered this. That once we're done with the, you know, the preliminary material, getting all of that into his hands, he even offered to come and do seminar for us. And, you know, that's a great thing because now you're getting a direct link to Okinawa by Hanshi Chase because he... you know, he's almost like a son to Angi Uizu. So who better to bring you in 2013 now, the status of Ishinu Karate right now? So to me, that's, you know, quite historical, because if we do, in fact, get him to North Carolina, which is where my sensei originally got, you know, the Ishinru in the first place, was right here in Jacksonville. So to have it all come full circle like that is why we worked so hard last year in 2012. So I thank my blessings, because if we can, in fact, get Chris Chase Hanchi to come to North Carolina and spend time with our people, you know, that speaks for itself. So that's basically where I stand when it comes to you know, the current events that have happened. Of course, I mentioned the Super Bowl Sunday. And by the way, Sidekick Talk Radio is going to have their show tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday. So multitask, everybody. Use your mute button when you're not talking, but call into the show. Show your support on Super Bowl Sunday, because, you know, he wasn't going to have the show figuring, well, everybody's going to watch the Super Bowl and whatnot, and I don't know if anybody will call in. So I'm going to call in tomorrow to the show. Show your support. Woodman, you know, Shion is doing some great things in martial arts that I told him today about, you know, what happened with Chris Chase in the OIKKA, and he was actually very supportive of it, because he had met Angi Uizu and worked out in the dojo there. So there's that link as well, you know. So just another, I don't want to say approval, but, you know, I mean, I do look up to Shion, because he's got a lot of knowledge, and people that have that knowledge, you know, you should first of all recognize it, and that feed off of it, because, you know, knowledge is key when it comes to martial arts. As much as you can learn, I encourage you to learn, you know, any discipline. It doesn't matter. Don Nagel always said it doesn't matter, as long as you are learning a discipline and using it to the best of your ability. Those are the two things that, as long as you have the desire, you know, everything else will fall into place. So I do respect him, and very, very proud to, you know, call him my friend now that Sensei Prisk has, you know, put me in his company. And that over the next couple of years, what we're going to do with these fellas is just amazing. Just amazing. And, you know, and including the ladies as well, because you have some real quality female martial artists out there. You know, again, I can only aspire to be like these people. They are just phenomenal performers, competitors, knowledge. I mean, it's just amazing what people will do when they want to learn something. And that's the resiliency of the people. You know, that's one of the things my dad told me, that, you know, when you test the American people, boy, they can really show a great spirit. And it's that spirit in martial arts that is bringing us together and bringing a lot of different programs together as well. I am learning a lot about using the talents of martial artists outside of martial arts. Everybody's got their own talent, at their job, at what they like to do. So I'm meeting people like artists. I'm meeting different types of martial artists. And when I say artists, I mean people that can draw. Some people have just a keen eye to be able to put pen to paper, boy, I'll tell you. And we're looking to put all of our promotions now where, you know, before we get to the day of, let's say, the Shi'i is going to be in April, because now we're in February, right? So we give them, we give the OIKKA 2 months notice that we're having a Shi'i, or maybe a 3 months notice every quarter. And all of the promotions all of the testing, all of the approvals of that process will be governed by the OIKKA now, so that there can be no more speculation about promotions that don't matter or that would undermine the integrity of the Ishinru ranking system. Me personally, when it comes to rank, rank is something that Sensei designates. So when you're ready, Sensei will let you know. That's the way it worked in my dojo. It's not like you worked out for a certain amount of time and you got rank. That's not how it worked at Sensei McGrath's dojo. You worked out. That's it. You just come to work out. And as you grow in your studies and in your ability and in your performance and in your knowledge and in your integrity and in your humility, in your character, in your traits, and a whole host of other things, I'll let you know when you're ready. My black belts will let you know when you're ready. That's the way Sensei promoted. So no nonsense. No degrading of the integrity of the ranking system in Ishinru Karate. No way. My sensei is a retired Marine Corps captain. No way do you undermine the ranking system in Ishinru Karate. So now that we have a valid, proven, admirable, honorable way of promoting our students, as Hanchi Che said to me today, no politics. You do the work. I'll let you know when you're ready. So I like that, because that's like having my sensei back now. You know, that's like having sensei right over my shoulder, watching everything I'm doing. Now, it's not like he doesn't, but it seems to be like there are others that feel that he doesn't, and that's not fair. They're making that assumption on their own, and that's not fair. Sensei knows and approves everything I do. I don't do anything without asking. So I'm so glad that the OIKKA now is working together with Ed McGrath School of Ishinru to finally get that binding tie done with Okinawa. And I take credit for it because I stayed at it. I wanted to be with Chris Chase. I wanted to be with Angi Uizu Sensei. Yes, that's what in my heart, that's what I felt. That's where I wanted Sensei's name connected to Okinawa. Yep, but Angi Uizu. And again, I gave my reason that all of my seniors that have come before me and have worked, and I've seen them, and they all have done admirable work. I'm not taking anything away from any one of them. But man, the way Angi Uizu, you know, traveled this planet and worked for his father-in-law, I cannot say enough about that. And I want to prove to Angi Uizu and Chris Chase that my intentions are to do exactly that. Build the school it can sustain itself on its own so that I can have enough black belts here in North Carolina to do what I have to do, and then I can go you know, other places and start to do exactly what Angi Uizu did, go and visit people, which is what Sensei McGrath said on his interview with Marilyn Fierro. He said, go visit one another. Spend time with one another. Practice your Ishinru together. So paying attention to Sensei's architecture and what he wants. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than you would want it to take, but I stayed the course, and I'm very, very, I am very, very very happy to know that I have a way to verify everything that I do, not only here in America now, but also through our ties with Okinawa. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody, tomorrow. I'll be back. I am going to broadcast tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to tune in, that's great. But enjoy the Super Bowl. As I said, I'm going for the 49ers, so we'll see. Tomorrow on the program, we'll see if I pick the right team. But we'll see. I mean, hey, listen, Baltimore's a hell of a team this year, so you never know. But I am rooting for the 49ers, so go 49ers. And thanks everybody, for supporting the effort. You got to remember this. This whole effort that we're putting forth is in honor of two great men in Ishiru Karate, and that's Don Nagel and Ed McGrath. Those two guys, what they did for Ishinru, of course, I can't say enough about. I mean, they really did their homework and, you know, got it out to the masses. So there are a lot of people like me out there working for Don Nagel and Soke. So I applaud each and every one of you, because in your own way, I'm sure you're doing what you think is right for those men. And thank you. But as for this karateka, I got to tell you, tomorrow's my Super Bowl, so I'm going to have like a really, really great time with the kids and family. But then come Monday, man, it's, nose to the grindstone, because we're going to start sending Hachi Chase all the information. We're going to make them aware of every program that we're working on, every approval that we're trying to get, every certificate that we're trying to get when it comes to our survivor program, so that nobody can say that we are not, it's not a license. You don't get a license for it, but you do get recognized by the locals here that you can steer people to the right ways of getting proper counseling and proper help, because we are not counselors and we are not in any way, shape, or form professionals when it comes to dealing with survivors. Survivor programs on the Seika Network just the other night, they were talking about PTSD survivors, and some of the information that was coming out on that program is real state-of-the-art stuff, so I don't believe in treating it with drugs. I believe in treating it, you know, naturally as best as you can. There are cases where you just have no choice, where you have to administer, where a doctor has to, step in and come up with a program. But anyway, that's our show for tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. And, yes, of course, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, because I'm sure the game will probably be just about over when I start the program tomorrow. So, but tomorrow's topic will be, again, about the OIKKA and our affiliation with our dojo, Ed McGrath's School of Ishinru, Karate Do and Kabuto. So very excited about that. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Take care.